drowned.
Okay. And you see, you might say, you might tell a little boy, don't go near that water, you will
drown.
Okay. And you say, just like Charlie last week, he had
drowned.
What does a baby do before it's able to walk?
Crawl.
And if you saw something up a tree and you wanted to take a closer look at it, so you might go over to the tree and...
It'd be crawling right on.
I know. In order for you to get up...
Look up.
Yeah, but in order for you to go up the tree, you'd have to...
Climb.
Okay. And if you did that yesterday, you...
Climb today.
Okay, you climbed today, but yesterday you...
Climb.
Okay. And you might say, I have never...
Climb the fall.
Okay. If a man wants to hide behind a low hedge, he's got to, you know...
Stoop?
Yeah, but... Or not just stoop, but if he wants to keep his eyes looking over the ledge, he's got to do what?
Bend over.
Or if children are playing a game where they want to creep up on somebody without being seen, they suddenly get down right where they're standing. You know, they're still on their feet, but they just get right down.
Mm-hmm.
You know what they call that?
Hide and go seek. Lay down.
How about in a church, you might say she walked up to the altar and she
prayed.
And she got in the, in, but she got down on her
knees and you, prayed.
All right, so if she got down on her knees, she went up to the altar and she
got on her knees.
What do you call that?
Prayed.
All right. Yeah, but I mean, the act of getting on your knees.
She bowed. Bowed her head.
Yeah, but when you get down on your knees, that's called what?
Getting on her knees.
All right. How about she kneeled?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Would you say that?
She knelt.
Okay, she walked up to the altar and she...
Knelt.
Okay. If you're tired, you might say, I'm going to...
Sit down.
All right, and if you're going to say, I'm going to blank down in bed.
Lay down.
Okay. And if somebody was sick, you might say, he was really sick, he couldn't even sit up, he just blank in bed all day.
Just laid in the bed all day.
Okay. How about those things that go through your mind at night when you're sleeping, what do you call it?
Thoughts?
Yeah, they're thoughts. You know, you say last night I...
Dreamt?
Yeah.
Had a dream?
Yeah. And you say he had... Talking about the dream now. He had
a dream.
All right, and he had what? He had blank. He was a bird.
He dreamt he was a bird.
You might say, I dreamt so and so, and all of a sudden I
woke up.
And what do you call it when you do that?
Stamp your feet.
Okay. And if a man meets a girl at a dance or someplace, and he wants to go home with her. You might say, may I
go home with you?
All right. Would he ever say anything like that? Anything else? What if he's on foot?
May I walk home with you?
Okay, what if he's in a car?
May I ride you home?
Okay. And to get a boat up on the land, you tie a rope to the bow and you
pull.
Okay. And the opposite?
Push.
If you carried a very heavy suitcase a long distance, instead of saying I carried it, you might say I
dragged it.
Okay, anything else? If you had a sack of groceries and you didn't have a car, so you picked it up and you
carried it.
Okay, any other words for carry?
No.
Towed
it.
Yeah, you ever say towed it?
Mm-mm.
Or packed it or lugged it?
Lugged it.
You ever done that?
Lugged it.
Yeah.
I ain't never lugged no groceries. I always carry the groceries.